This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is a mind expander. Fertilizer for your mind. That's what some people call this program. Others in the farming community will refer to it as something else. It is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. We are worthy of your attention and you are worthy of ours. Lots of friends here get together every day wishing you the best in health and wealth. Things are changing. If you believe in astrology, this is a great week for changes with the new moon coming later in the week. Whatever it is that comes first with you, it's family maybe. I hope it is if you have a family. Do you wear a halo? I think that sometimes there are people you have conceptions. You think about, okay, what is there about my life that can be of benefit to others? There are a lot of people who are doing amazing things during this time of need, and they ought to be acknowledged. So we'll talk about some of that as usual here, who the good people are, who the people that are helpful, how we're making our way. I believe, and I'll tell you this story as we go through the hour, almost every day I have a new philosophy when it comes to dealing with this. And I think we're in a phase of preparation for things to come. And I'll tell you why I think that after Jennifer brings us some things that are first, fast, and factual, things that are trending or a thing. The best story of the day in your mind, Jennifer, is?
Well, this isn't the best story, for sure, but certainly the story that's trending, probably the most for me personally and for a lot of people, it's actually getting national attention, is that L.A. County, the Department of Public Health, came out and talked about how it is going to be at least maybe 3 months before L.A. County will reopen because of coronavirus. And this is a lot of people scratching their head because as much as L.A. County has a pretty high, or I'm sorry, as California has a pretty high number of cases, we have like 60,000 cases, there's only been about 2,000 deaths. And in L.A. County, yes, we've had the most cases in all of California, but half of those cases are coming from nursing homes, and the number versus the population is quite low. Also, all of our hospitals are operating just fine. Most of them are sitting empty and aren't even treating any patients. They're actually struggling to stay afloat and in business because nobody's coming into the local area hospitals. So when we first started all of this, we first started it because we thought we were going to be trying to not overrun the hospitals, to try to flatten the curve in an effort to make sure that hospitals were able to treat the influx of patients that could have come from coronavirus. Well, that's not happening. And so many people in California are saying we need to start getting back to business, particularly in L.A. County, I think, where there have been a lot of protests saying we want to go back. People are struggling to stay afloat economically. And now we're hearing from not only the county board of supervisors, but from the mayor of Los Angeles, that this is probably going to at least go on till August. And some people are saying that maybe school won't even be in session this coming year. UC schools, Doug, I know your daughter teaches for one, they're probably going to be online only until the end of the year. And I guess what troubles me most is that when the LA City Mayor was talking about this on Monday in his press conference, he made a comment that we would start to see reopening of beaches and golf courses. The beaches reopened today in Los Angeles, but you can't stop on them. You can only walk or run on them. And he said, if we continue to do a good job, we'll continue to earn back our freedoms. And that's troubling.
Say that? My God.
Because we're not being put on timeout by our government. And it is not Eric Garcetti's job, the mayor of Los Angeles. It's not Gavin Newsom's job, the governor of California. It's not President Trump, the president of the whole country. It's not Andrew Cuomo's job to bless us with our freedoms. Our freedoms are our freedoms. And so when they say that we earn them back if we perform in the right way, I really believe that this starts a backlash for people who hear that and go, that's not what this is about.
Huge.
I have not heard any other governor or leader even attempt any type of language similar to that.
But they're not as
crazy.
Stupid as Aaron Armstead.
That's
crazy.
It's the choice of words here.
That's a horrible choice.
Very
of words.
You know how sometimes you, and you're right, Victoria, and sometimes Jennifer teases me, but Victoria, you're more poignant when it comes to me saying some of the things that I say. Sometimes it's generational. Sometimes it's just silly. Sometimes I don't necessarily understand what it is that I've said. Why would it be offensive to anybody? That sort of thing. And I listen and learn from listening to the two of you explain your point of view. So now I'm going to turn it around, not on you, but on the situation. Thinking about what it was like in 1968 when we all, well, those of us who've been around since 1968 or were around, or maybe if you stumbled upon it in school during one moment when somebody was actually teaching something, the whole business about the farm and what happened on the farm and the number of people that went to Woodstock. We had 300,000-400,000 people there in the height of the Hong Kong flu. Whether you even knew about the Hong Kong flu or not, the Hong Kong flu started in 68.
My mom was just telling me this weekend how bad she had that.
Yeah.
She was in a boarding school in Massachusetts. It was an all-girls school, and the entire school, except for like 8 girls, got it. And
right.
It was so bad, she said it was the sickest that she's ever been.
Yeah. Well, it was far worse than what we're going through now in many different ways. At least at the time, we saw 1 million-plus people around the world die quickly. But we didn't shut everything down. We didn't run in fear. We stood up to it. And it was maybe a time that generation, my generation, Brokaw called it the greatest generation, the way we got together, even though the world was being torn apart by the Vietnam War, this flu came in like a torrent, and it tore apart families, it tore apart physically and emotionally the world, but we didn't pull the plug and run away. So I'm thinking to myself, what is there about my generation that's different than, let's say, Garcetti's generation or the people who are supposedly, for the most part, in positions of power these days? We have older folks, President and Pelosi and that old fossil in the Senate. But basically speaking, look at the membership of the House of Representatives, not so much the Senate, but the House of Representatives has a lot of young members. And then in governor's position, our governor in Massachusetts, for example, is late 50s, I think. So what my point is that this experience that they had during the Hong Kong flu was a generational thing. How have we as a country and as a world changed? Our country is so much under the influence of different sorts of news media. The New World Order is
I'll
determined
tell you what it is.
By
civics is really gone from our classrooms.
Yeah, civics is gone, but also practical thinking because of the devices that we have been exposed to. We all have iPhones, we all have iPads, we all have computers, we all have things that tell us what to think. Yeah. Whether we realize that's what's going on, that's what's going on. We're not taught to think on our own. We're not taught in whether it's a civics class or any class. You know, one of the things that most develops your mind, whether you realize it or not, the two things that have been, and this is what makes me think this is all some kind of conspiracy. Music develops your brain using the music, whatever music you're exposed to or you work on. Music itself does fabulous things for lots of areas of your brain. And physical exercise, the gymnasium, the things that go on in phys ed, all those things have been canceled in most school systems because they don't have any money. We became, during the early 70s, dependent on federal money to run the school system. And now it's all a bunch of stuff that's, entitlement things, and we got to have this to do that. And there are people who get special attention, but the average person gets squat. Maybe gets a couple of good meals a day if he or she needs it, but that's not education. It's important, but what we're the new world order of policies and politics that we are exposed to, that's really what's going on here. This business of going up and down and sideways in terms of how we deal with it is based on, in part, the fear that's been spread by the news media, or the new media, if you want to call it that, and the naivete of people who are in charge, who have been taught by their parents to be afraid of this, to be afraid of that.
All of that, I think it makes sense, and I agree with the track that you're on here. But what I think is really, when we talk about the fear-mongering and stuff, what we're doing is we're seeing a lot of these leaders take their power, and particularly I'll go after the L.A. mayor since he's the one that actually really said this. But obviously this is showing that our electeds are getting power-hungry because they realize that they can shut down a whole city, and all of a sudden that starts to influence them. And then
based
what do people
what?
Hear? How many people actually listen to what he said and heard that like me and went, wait a second. I actually had to rewind and listen again to make sure that I heard it right. And then yesterday I exploited it quite a bit on my show, so I got to hear it and play that audio over and over again. How many people are listening to that and going, yeah, we have to earn back our freedoms because they don't know any better?
Who the hell are you? Yeah, they don't know any better. Exactly. They aren't taught. You're right. The civics lessons, music lessons, the phys ed, all of those things that were part of developing our bodies and our minds and our thoughts and our ability to think, they're all gone south. And, you know, we have people, whether it's just this sort of stuff or the kind of ignorant things that go on with that, the father and son shooting the black guy. It's just that kind of thing is very symptomatic in my mind of people who have become weak. We become wusses. You know, we talk about America strong and why, if we're strong and brave, then why have we given all of our business to China? Why do we let them push us around? I mean, if you want to get really bellicose about this, the Chinese are at war with us. And we have a different kind of war based, we don't know that much about it because, again, we're not learning. We haven't the tools and you know, it's the food supply as well. You know, I can go through any number of things that I hope when we talk about it, wake people up and start movements. I wouldn't pay if I was in Los Angeles and that guy said that, he could go screw. I wouldn't pay any attention to it. So go arrest me and then bring it to court and prove that he has the right to say that because he doesn't. And anybody who knows anything about law, constitutional law, state law, federal law, would know that. And he is probably, whether he really thinks it or not, whether he really knows or he's checked it out or he figures,
I believe he
ridiculous.
Thinks that.
It's time for a recall for that guy. So, anyway, that's sort of what's on my mind based on my own experiences. I don't know that we turn back the clock. I'm not going to turn back the clock on this, but the worst of this is not over in terms of how many people are going to be affected, where it goes for the rest of the year. So my other thought is that there are those who say this, and there may be a lot to it, that we had to go through this. This was a practice run for stuff that's going to be stiffer later in the year before this goes away. So hopefully that isn't what will happen. But when you look around at other places around the world that have made it easier for people to get around and you see the spike in the Wuhan virus, in the number of people who have the COVID, that's what you're looking at, and it'll happen soon, and then it'll go away, and then it'll come back again. But to have our liberties curtailed, not being able to travel, I think the mask thing is actually quite a good thing. I think social distancing makes sense, but it was practice for later on. See if I'm not correct. And I don't want to be correct, but I think that's kind of what my gut tells me. But it's all about, it's like, am I and people my age holding on for dear life to the old way of thinking, the old way of doing things? And is this new world order better? You can argue that because the earth is cleaner than it was, that there's something to be said. The headlines ought to read not every day about the virus, but the earth being better off in terms of pollution, that sort of thing. I'd like us all to give our hearts to our family and our friends in the earth. 21 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 Ahoy! In the name of the great Neptune, ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer200.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Three after on the DKV program. Music for this hour, starting with Brian Adams, Jennifer and Victoria and Doug and you. He came across, well, he kind of did something that he needed to apologize for.
It made me laugh, though.
Yeah, blaming bad eating people for Corona.
Yeah, come on, it was a funny tweet. People just get crazy.
Well, that's it. See, everybody's too damn sensitive and too, you know, there's too much of the political correctness. You can't have fun. He did a social media rant that blamed bad eating people for spreading the coronavirus. He said, people say it had racist undertones. But are the Chinese the only people that eat bats?
This virus started in China. If that's racist, then call me a racist. I don't understand how we can make a virus a race. It started in China.
It started in a laboratory run by the Chinese government. If you're going to have any problems, it's with the government. I don't have any problem with the Chinese people, but I sure as hell have problems with the Chinese government.
Well, the Chinese people do, you know, they kill dogs in horrible ways. They eat them. They burn them alive. They have these wet markets. I don't disagree with what... I don't disagree with what Brian Adams said at the end of his tweet. Well, go ahead, Doug. Read the tweet, because we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Well, he said... he was in London's Royal Albert Hall that evening.
Well, he was supposed to be. No, he's not.
He wrote how he was supposed to be performing. Right. And the quote is, quote, bat eating, wet market animal selling, virus making greedy bastards. The whole world is now on hold, not to mention the thousands that have suffered or died from this virus. My message to them, other than thanks a blanking lot, is to go vegan. There's not a word in there I disagree with.
Right. I know.
Not a word.
Don't get why people are so upset about this. I mean,
back to what I said a few minutes ago, Jennifer, about the way people have been taught to think, not how to think, but what to think. And it's just wrong.
I don't like what we're becoming with the mob mentality.
Either.
It's like, if you don't like what Brian Adams says, don't follow him.
Don't listen to
his music. And don't go to see his show, which you're not going to be able to go see anyway for a year.
Yeah. You started to say something, Victoria.
No, I agree with what he's saying. The only thing that I have Asian American friends who are already experiencing crazy racism that's totally unfounded. And that's happening a lot in this country right now. That's the only reason that he got a backlash, is because there is there are Google searches that are showing that people are searching for Asian slang words that are really horribly racist. It's not a good time to be an Asian American right now, so I understand that part of it.
So much ignorance. It wasn't a good time to be an Asian American before World War II either. And it wasn't a good time to be a Muslim after 9/11. Or a Middle Easterner. It isn't a good time to be a Jew after...
It's not a great time to be a female Trump supporter in California, but no one makes...
No one makes exceptions. That's not a real struggle.
That's a real struggle. You'd be surprised, the C words that I'm called, all kinds of things.
Well, so the racism thing
I want in
stop.
On this. Like, I want to hear people cry about that.
Okay, well, the racism thing has to stop because people are just being profiled by how they look. I mean, the president even did that with the Asian American reporter the other day.
He did not. He was talking about the Chinese hacking vaccines.
But he specifically asked the Asian American reporter to ask China about that.
Because she asked the question. See, I actually believe that China is trying to make people here pick up on the racist Chinese narrative because it helps them get off the hook. We shouldn't let China off the hook for this. It was China that released this virus. That's not racist. It's just the fact.
They're manipulative beyond belief.
But we need to be better about that here.
News.
Though.
That's why I want to have... Yeah, we do need to be better than the rest of the world, but we aren't at the moment in many respects because we're letting ourselves get played by having too much of a good thing. Who knows? And yet, then there are a lot of other people that we need to be helping because they don't have enough of a good thing. It's really the extremes are being brought out under the circumstances, for sure. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to babbel.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The nation's top government infectious disease expert is warning states not to reopen from the pandemic too quickly. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Dr. Anthony Fauci testifying in a video conference call to a Senate hearing, saying that he believes a second wave of coronavirus in the U.S. is entirely conceivable and possible this fall.
Depending on the dynamics of an outbreak in a particular region, state, city, or area, that would really determine the speed and the pace with which one does re-enter or reopen.
Fauci saying the U.S. is headed in the right direction on the coronavirus, but says it does not have total control of the deadly outbreak yet. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Reopening the country where people gather is going to take some planning. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg takes a look at what they're doing about schools.
States all across the country are coming up with plans on how to reopen schools and when to reopen schools. During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Dr. Anthony Fauci says that opening schools too early could lead to severe consequences. Some states, including Arizona, are talking about opening their schools in July. Regarding schools opening, former Education Secretary Arne Duncan tells Fox News,
"That's the goal, and I always say, when I ran the Chicago Public Schools for 7.5 years, we never missed a day of school. We never had a snow day. We never had a strike. Not just educationally, but to feed kids, to have a safe place. That was so important to me. But this is obviously about life and death now. So I hate having schools close, but it's the only safe and responsible thing to do. As we're able to test, as we're able to trace, as we're able to isolate those who are sick, that will enable us to start to open up schools. But we don't yet know when that time is going to be. I was hoping we could have a big summer school, get lots of kids back, get parents back to work, get teachers back working. I'm not sure if that's going to be possible. And we're trying to feed. The schools are doing an amazing job of feeding kids now.
And what do you think about?
And I think it's up to us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The hour is Wednesday, May 13th. There's an interesting day for all of us to contemplate. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with my pal Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. We are at your service, as I often say. I got a note yesterday from somebody who carries the program, someone who's a general manager, and he wrote the nicest things about how smart, talented, funny, topical, relatable, and just the general.
What did he say about you? That sounds like me and Victoria. That's teasing, Doug.
Very funny. He said, "I appreciate the opportunity that your program has given us to start the day because you bring us together." That's what I love most about being a broadcaster. We have all kinds of different things on our station. Basically, I'm paraphrasing him now. And to have your team part of our team is meaningful and a solution for a problem I had when I lost my morning man, my local. I've not too much shop talk, but I've been saying for years to people who run stations that are trying to figure out how to make things work, this is a program you can't afford to produce on your own. You then can use the program and also your local people to present a really good package. So at least thank you.
Well, it's very sweet. Thank you.
Yeah,
very
thanks much so much.
Yep. All right, so that's some good news. Other good news on the medical front, Victoria. What do we have to talk about there?
Yeah, let's get away from coronavirus for a second.
Please.
And talk about something that has affected a lot of people, Parkinson's. And Harvard scientists are going to announce the results of a breakthrough Parkinson's treatment today. It's the they're the first to successfully implant neural cells derived from the patient's own skin cells directly into the brain. Now, they say it's not actually a cure for Parkinson's, but the study will show that the symptoms have stabilized over 18 months. And so that buys people a pretty good window.
Wow.
Of not having to deal with the horrible, you know, degenerative effects of Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. Typically, when people get diagnosed with Parkinson's, if they are starting to show mild symptoms, it's usually the window is 3 to 5 years before severe symptoms can really kick in. So buying an extra year and a half is, I think it's a really great amount of progress. And so details are not fully being released yet until the actual publishing of this study from Harvard. But they say they still don't know what the root cause of Parkinson's is, but it's been linked to the loss of dopamine-producing neurons in parts of the brain that control your motor function. So dopamine is, you know, like a happy hormone. So yeah. That's one thing that they are trying
to
study.
Why they call it dopamine.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly it.
That's why you act like a...
Dope!
Well, past studies have shown that they've used neural transplants from other sources, but they weren't really that effective, and the body often rejects foreign cells. So using the patient's own stem cells from their skin is really a kind of a novel approach to it. And so it's going to be really interesting to see when this whole study comes out exactly how people can gain access to this treatment, who will qualify for it. But again, this is definitely being considered in the medical community a huge breakthrough for Parkinson's and for people who are suffering with it. So it's
such
really great
disease.
News.
Yeah,
well, the idea of the understandable part of this for anybody who's had any kind of scientific training at all is understanding how your body rejects stuff that isn't a part of your body. That's why they have so much trouble with liver and kidney transplants and heart transplants. You got to find just the right match. You can't just take something from another body and stick it in yours because your body isn't the same that way as other bodies. I think there are some other things going on. One of the things that Harvard has, and I'm not sure it's a part of this study or not, but they have a program that's been responsible in the past 20, 25 years, because it's a local thing here. You get more coverage in the local news media than perhaps the national media about people who come to Harvard or come to Boston from other parts of the world to go to school and then to take their education and use it for good and to have them stay here. That's one of the controversies around the whole business of immigration and how do we find the right people to stay and get rid of the people that aren't. All of that stuff becomes very controversial. But a lot of the studies that are being done in these schools by students that are not necessarily from America to begin with. And I don't know that that's the case here, but I know some other stuff that's been going on at Harvard. There's a study that I made reference to before involving some of the contents of marijuana, a study that actually is also being done at Harvard in conjunction with Brigham and Women's Hospital and a couple of the other cancer treatment hospitals around the country. There's some element in whether it's the THC, I don't know what it is, but there's an element in really good cannabis that when applied to certain cellular problems that are endemic to the not the prostate but to the pancreas. You know how ravaging pancreatic cancer is. It really, of all the cancers, that's the scariest one. First of all, because it hasn't been treatable, and secondly, because it works so fast. You get it, man. Kiss your butt goodbye in 3 or 4 months, for the most part. So there's something that they have discovered at the Harvard Medical School. So working on that is another positive thing that's going on. And then as part of or ancillary to this study on Parkinson's, Victoria, cannabis is also being studied as there's some content in cannabis, something, an ingredient there, that apparently with proper handling and identification can be used to either prevent or stem the spread of dementia and Alzheimer's. And that research is going on
And they used to tell you smoking pot will kill your brain cells. They were wrong.
Well, I don't know whether it isn't the smoke, but there's something.
I'll tell you what I think it might be, actually. Can I play crack doctor
please.
Here?
And this
I love when you're Dr. Jen.
This is totally just a feeling that I have about why that would work. And again, not a doctor, but I did have someone that I loved very much who suffered with Parkinson's, Fred Beaton. Doug, you know him?
Yeah.
He owns some radio stations.
I saw him wither away whenever I'd come to your house and he'd be there. What a shame.
I can cry thinking about it. He was so vibrant. Even with Parkinson's, he always had that sparkle in his eye. And it was truly sad because you knew he was in there and his body was just defying him. But one of the things that I would notice, especially as his symptoms were really becoming more apparent, is that when he would get nervous about something, he would almost freeze up. And so you don't trust your body to perform. So for certain things, like when he'd walk through a doorway, his body would freeze up and he'd like almost get stuck in the doorway because he was nervous. And so once you could get him past the doorway, then he could walk into a room. So certain things like that would be markers for nerves for him. And I would imagine because marijuana does have that effect to relax you and relax your body, maybe it would limit that for some patients so that they'd actually be at a more calm state so that they could function better. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably, I don't know, but I know that as many of you have heard me talk about in the last couple of years, the way I'm saving the farm is to build in partnership with some other folks a cannabis grow facility and a hemp production facility on the farm. And because of the quality of the product that we're going to be growing, it has received attention from both Dana-Farber and Brigham and Women's for the business I was talking about with regard to the pancreatic cancer. And it's also received, and we have ongoing talks with Harvard about what we would supply them to use for their continuing research. That's how I happen to know so much about this stuff going on. So you're talking about being optimistic. That's a great example of being optimistic. As long as we're outside the realm of the virus for a while, I'd like to call your attention to something that happened. And it sounds like it was a mistake. We've been talking a lot about the FBI here the last two, 3 weeks and the outrage that has filled people. See, we're so distracted by the virus that we're losing focus on things like this business with the FBI. This thing, were it not because of the virus, this would have the national focus. 100%. The corruption. I'm appalled and astounded. So now comes another revelation, if you want to call it that, of some of our most sensitive secrets. And this time the focus is on 9/11. The identity of a Saudi embassy official in Washington who the FBI suspected directed support of the hijackers from inside the Saudi embassy in Washington. The disclosure came yesterday in a new declaration filed in federal court by an FBI official in response to a lawsuit brought by families of the victims that accuses the Saudi government of complicity. This was going on inside the embassy in Washington in our country. And we still have, we have relations with, we should have bombed them to kingdom come, for God's sakes. Instead of going after Iraq, maybe go after Afghanistan to go find bin Laden. But these damn Saudis, here's another, you know, I like to think that we all can get along, but it doesn't necessarily mean we have to get along or like the people that run these countries. So the evidence, this is the Saudi embassy, a deputy director, whatever they call him. So there's a lot of dispute in the FBI, apparently, but this thing has finally been made official. And then afterwards, they try to pull it back. But because it had made the light of day in a court proceeding, they can't pull it back. So this would be a big, this again, if we didn't have the coronavirus thing going on, this and that whole FBI business would be right on top of our discussion plate. But the families in the, I guess this has brought, one of the people that is involved in this lawsuit is Brett Eagleson, who is a lawyer for one of the families who's, in this case, the father was killed in the attack. But it certainly demonstrates for me that there's a hierarchy of command from the Saudi embassy. And also, Jennifer, the connection is direct from that Saudi embassy in Washington to the Ministry of Islamic Affairs in L.A. There's apparently a direct line, something you can maybe talk more about on your local L.A. program this morning. You dig around it. This is a direct line. No ifs, ands, or buts about it coming out of this memo. So the Bureau says it was a slip-up. We weren't supposed to have this. This is supposed to be redacted or whatever the heck they do with it. But why? Again, our government complicit with their government. And you then this is what fuels all these conspiracy theories with the Dick Cheney involved and other people in our government who are complicit with the Saudis to blow
is
up the world.
Is this just all over oil? It must be, right?
Yeah, it's
like,
all over oil.
What else do we need them for?
Yeah, nothing. We don't need them for anything.
We don't even need their oil.
We don't need them for the oil.
They must own pictures on every election.
You got pictures,
they have
of pictures with chickens, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
because
must.
I tell you what, every administration has
softened. Doesn't make sense with the Democrat or Republican. You're right, Jennifer. Yeah. They kiss their butt. Going back to George Bush, the father.
If you don't do, I mean, I know President Trump has talked pretty openly, and yet is not even being as transparent as I would hope that he would be, especially with all the tough talk that he made on the campaign trail. But he said that they have to play to the needs of the Saudis right now, because without the Saudis, the Middle East is totally destabilized and you have Iran in a big power grab. So for those reasons, I guess, you know, that's how Trump explains dealing with them. But every administration has done the same thing. And you wonder if it is for that reason of stability in the Middle East or what? What is going on? Why give them cover time after time after time? I don't get it.
Well, this is one of the things that we are noted for here, boys and girls, and there ought to be, you know, we have a couple of million people a week that listen to the program, but this needs to be heard by everybody all around the country. I think it'll get some traction, but I'd be interested to hear how you handle this on your local L.A. program today, Jennifer, because this is something you can't walk away from. You just can't, you cannot bury. This is the cat's out of the bag, as they say. So more to come, I'm sure, on that as people begin to dig around in it. Meanwhile, let's dig around on what's on television tonight. What do we have on the tube that will be exciting and everlasting, Jennifer?
Well, after a brief COVID-19 interruption, Survivor is back, and they're doing a 3-hour season finale. God love you, Survivor people. That's a long time. That's on CBS tonight at 8 o'clock. Also, ABC is all new tonight. The season finale of The Goldbergs is at 8 o'clock. You've also got American Housewife, which has their season finale as well at 9 o'clock on ABC. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, all new tonight on Bravo. That's at 8 o'clock. Spy in the Wild, a nature miniseries. This is a visit to the South Pacific. You can see some koalas and Komodo dragons. That's tonight at 8 o'clock. And The Masked Singer, Victoria, new tonight with comic Jay Farrow guest starring at 8 p.m. on Fox. Cool.
You know, one of the things in the news today, the news media, the reliable, and I don't even know what is the reliable source, but digging around, the part of this thing that came out yesterday that was more quiet than the Saudi thing, because the Saudi thing is a big deal, was the focus on the FBI agent who got in the way. There was much sentiment at the FBI to get rid of the Flynn probe because there was no derogatory information at all. But this guy, whose name is Strozik, is that you know the name?
Peter Strzok. We've been talking about him actually for months as one of
he
the bad
blocked.
Actors in all of this.
Not only
did he block, but he took the testimony of Michael Flynn, which he didn't even take. He wasn't one of the agents who took it, and he rewrote it. And that's how they used that's the 302 form that was used to
Again,
continue spying on additional
members. We're being
members.
Distracted by the COVID stuff instead of talking about these sorts of things, which we ought to be. 10 before the hour.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour on this Wednesday on the DJD program. D&V here together. Doug and Victoria, mostly Victoria, carries the weight here when it comes to the expertise. So we start with an item from Zoom. I think Zoom has been... This is a Chinese outfit, by the way. And whether you like it or you don't like it, it's become the way that we communicate a lot of times, using Skype and Zoom and...
Well, Zoom especially because you can have so many different people in one Zoom meeting. So Zoom has become the de facto system for everybody's company. It's free to use. That's another part of the reason that people like it.
Well, 40 minutes, and then you got to pay for it after that.
Right. So, but no meeting should really go beyond 40 minutes, let's be honest. We've all been on conference calls where it's like, oh, my God.
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
So anyway, so Zoom has been under pressure to up their security game, which they have. And so now people who are the administrators of meetings will, they're the ones who are in control of allowing new people to jump into the meeting. In the past, we've seen lots of meetings you could say punked. And so with some vulgar things, some images that were not supposed to be there, things like that. So now their security is a little bit tighter. And because this is probably going to be the way that businesses are run, and even some schooling is done through Zoom, this is probably going to be around until at least, I would say, through the fall, until people are really comfortable going back into an office environment. So the cool thing about it, the newest update for Zoom, is that the backgrounds, people like changing the background. So right now they have some generic backgrounds. You can have some palm trees in back of you while you're on your Zoom call, or you can be in a library, wherever you want to be. But now they've actually got some really cool new Zoom backgrounds, and they're free to download, and you can add as many as you want. So already you can be part of famous TV shows like The Golden Girls, or you can be in Disney movies or Hallmark Channel movies, but now there's some new pizzazz added. The Rosebud Motel If you are a fan of the hit show Schitt's Creek, then you know all about the Rosebud Motel. This is now a new Zoom background. This, I would suspect, this Friday night coming up, or this weekend when people are doing their Zoom happy hours, I will guarantee lots of Schitt's Creek backgrounds will be used. And you can quote your favorite characters and say lots of "ew, Davids," and all the scenes from the motel. Parks and Rec fans also now have their own Zoom background. If you're a Harry Potter fan, they've got two different scenes, Dumbledore's study and the famous Platform 9 3/4, which is pretty cool. You can have a romantic dinner out with the Zoom background inspired by Disney's The Princess and the Frog, or you can just, you know, have a relaxing day background with the Eiffel Tower in back of you, or you can stand in front of the Golden Gate Bridge, or you can have a new shot of New York City with people everywhere, which is not what it looks like right now. And finally, if you are a Family Guy fan, which who isn't, you can now sit on the Griffin's couch and pretend to watch the Quahog Channel 5 news. So all you need to do is download the backgrounds of your choice after you sign into your Zoom call, and all of your backgrounds will be there, and then you can just change them as you go throughout the call. So it's a lot of fun to add a little bit of interest and intrigue into your boring Zoom calls.
All right, let's get away from boredom then, go into the Xbox and PlayStation world. They're dealing with the economic fallout of the reality of our situation. Let's find out how that works.
The Geek Out. COVID's effects on the economy is found pretty much everywhere, but for Xbox and PlayStation, it has come at exactly the worst time. Both are due to launch their competing next-gen consoles just prior to this holiday season, but instead of worrying about each other, now they have to market during an economic disaster. And this was highlighted last week when Xbox released a gameplay reveal video for the Series X, and it was met with a lot of not bad, not great reactions. See, in normal times, we'd mostly focus on which console is more powerful, but what we're seeing now is mostly reactions and perceptions on return of investment. Both have much to prove to convince gamers the holiday season will be a good time to spend.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, let's get to what Uber is doing. Huh?
Yep.
Uber
is making a play to buy Grubhub, and this is a potential deal that could be reached at the end of this month.
The fact they're worth this kind of money, Victoria, this is what flabbergasts me. My heavens. Go ahead.
I know. So the offer is said to be an all-stock takeover, and Grubhub is currently valued at $4.5 billion. It would be absorbed into Uber's larger operation. Uber operates its own food delivery service, Uber Eats, which is actually a rival to Grubhub. So absorbing Grubhub into the Uber family would be a really big move for them, and a good move. But if you use any of these food ordering services like DoorDash, DoorDash is still number one. But if you combine Uber Eats and Grubhub, then you've got a lot more competition there.
Sure do. Boy, that's...
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.